Around 15,500 pilgrims braved the biting cold to be with Pope Benedict in St. Peter's Square for his weekly audience on Wednesday. Many of them had come from countries including Poland, Ireland, Germany, and as far afield as Japan and the United States. Last week, the Holy Father began the fifth cycle in his series of catechises on the early Christian writers of the East and West, and on Wednesday, he focused his attention on St. Bede the Venerable.
A monk of the monastery of Wormhus in England, Bede became one of the most learned men of the early Middle Age and a prolific author, while also gaining a reputation for great holiness and wisdom. His scriptural commentaries highlight the unity of the Old and New Testament, centered on the mystery of Christ and the Church. Bede is best known, however, for his historical writings, in which he traced the history of the Church from the Acts of the Apostles to the age of the Fathers and Councils and down to his own times.
Pope Benedict went on to say that the writings of this saint serve as a guide for church teachers even today.
His ecclesiastical history recounts the church's missionary expansion and growth among the English people. Bede's rich ecclesial, liturgical and historical vision enable his writings to serve as a guide for the church's teachers, pastors and religious in living out their vocations in the service of the church's mission. His great learning and the sanctity of his life earned Bede the title of Venerable, while the rapid spread of his writings made him a highly influential figure in the building of a Christian Europe.
In Italian, the Pope also called on every Christian to live their faith every day in order to build a Christian Europe.
Preghiamo che anche oggi ci siano personalità e siamo disponibili noi stessi di ritrovare le nostre radici europee cristiane e così essere costruttore di una Europa cristiana e profondamente umana.
At the end of the audience, the Holy Father greeted all those English-speaking pilgrims who were present in spite of the wind and the chill.
Upon all English-speaking pilgrims, especially the visitors from England, Ireland, Sweden, Japan and the United States, I cordially invoke God's blessings of joy and peace.
I'm Lydia O'Kane.